Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Andrew Orleman with the U.S. Forest Service here at the Manti LaSalle office in Price. And whether we want to admit it or not, Christmas tree season is right around the corner. And Christmas tree permits are available online. We'll talk about that one. And then the other thing that people like to do this time of year as well is go out and gather firewood and fuel wood permits, and they are available also. We'll talk about all of those things with Andrew this morning. Andrew, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Dave.
So let's start talking first about, we'll get to the Christmas trees, because, you know, as much as people don't want to admit it yet, Christmas is really only about a month and a half away, give or take. And we'll talk about that here in just a moment. But the first thing is, a lot of people, especially in our area, and I don't know if it's everywhere, but they go out and they do these, they go out and gather firewood and everything, and they also kind of almost turn it into a family trip and a camping trip and all those things. And you just wanted to let people know that those permits are available right now at the office, correct?
That's true. You can come into any office on the National Forest, whether in Price or Ephraim or Farron or down south in Moab and Monticello, and we sell fuel wood gathering permits from June 1st through the end of November, November 30th.
And the other thing that I think we need to kind of clarify is, if you go out and you get a fuel wood permit for the Manti LaSalle National Forest, that's the only places that you can go and gather wood, right? This does not allow you to go and get wood wherever you would like.
That's right. And we, if you come into our office, we'll give you a map, and it shows you the areas that you can go and then the areas that you cannot go. And you know, there's a lot of private land out there, and obviously you can't go on someone else's private property to cut.
And also, if you buy one in the Manti LaSalle Forest, that doesn't mean you can go down by Richfield and go on the Fish Lake as well, right?
That's right, yeah. Your permit is only good on the Manti LaSalle, although the Fish Lake will sell you a permit for the Fish Lake.
So you can go down there and gather wood and or get here and gather that, and it's good to know they're available to you until the end of November, and they're only for use on lands that are in the Manti LaSalle National Forest. Of course, like you said, if you go down there, you've got maps and everything that'll take care of that and those kind of things. And really, when you think about it, and tell me if I'm wrong here, but wouldn't wood permits and things like that be a part of like a forest management plan?
It is. Yes. Yep. It's a product management plan, and we allow everybody to cut, you know, several cords to use at their home, and it does remove fuel from the forest.
So it kind of helps you guys out by doing that. All right, and then the other one that you were saying is, we talked about, is Christmas tree permits. And everybody just loves the smell of a real tree in their home. It's just a great thing to have. And you wanted everybody to know there are a couple of ways that you can get them. But if you wanted to get one now, you have to go online. And where do they need to go to find all that information?
Yes, the website is recreation.gov. So right now you can go and buy a permit, go to recreation.gov, and you have to search for us, for the Manti LaSalle, and then there's a little icon there that allows you to purchase a Christmas tree online.
And the same rules apply, right? If you buy a Manti LaSalle Christmas tree permit, that's the only place that you can get them. It's going to be basically, I would think, the same map as a firewood permit.
That's right. Yep. You can cut on the Manti LaSalle, but again, not on the Fish Lake or not on the BLM.
So if you want them now, you can go online and pick them up, but you said you'll have them in the office soon?
Yes, we hand out hard copy tags in the offices, and I think we should have those in by November 1st.
Okay, and what's the cost for a Christmas tree permit?
It's $10 per tree, and there's a five-person maximum.
So
a five tree maximum per person.
So one person could spend $50 and cut down
and five
trees.
Trees, yep.
Okay. And what's the price for the fuel permit?
The fuel wood permit is $5 a cord with a 4-cord minimum. So you need to spend at least $20.
So it's going to cost you $20 to get that. And a cord is quite a bit, actually.
Yes.
So it would definitely get you, if not all the way through, partially through the winter. It just depends on how warm you like your house, I guess.
Exactly.
So all of these things, once again, are available or will be available soon at the office here. You can go down and get your fuel wood permits now. If you want to pick one up in person, the Christmas tree permits will be right around the 1st of November, and they'll have those in there. But the other thing, too, is just, you know where you're going before you go, and know where you can and where you can't go and do this, right? I think that's probably the most important thing. We don't want anybody trespassing or going on private property or anybody else's land to get these.
That's right. And we provide maps every time we get sell or hand out a permit.
Okay, so once again, if you want them, Christmas tree permits are available online. They'll be available at the office in Price November 1st. And wood permits are available right now, and you can go pick those up as well. Just know that when you buy them, you can only go and get them on Manti LaSalle lands. That's probably the most important part. Andrew, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in and talking with us this morning about this. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.